Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 1 o'clock on a Friday on B. Mitch and Finley. You know what that means. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Oh, boy.
B. Mitch and Finley is brought to you by Rood HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rood.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. R-U-U-D, and remember, if it ain't rude,
it ain't right.
Also, it's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Real quick, first question I got for B-Mitch on Ask B-Mitch Anything. B-Mitch, can I catch a football?
No. Hell no.
In the break, I've been drilled in the eye.
He got his glasses knocked off because one went through his hands, and then the other one hit him right in the hand, both of them. And it was bouncing off the floor real quickly.
Yeah, I've never been one to catch the football real well. I can throw it okay. I can't catch the football real well.
But you have to be able to catch it to throw it if you're a quarterback.
That's true. I think I could catch a shotgun snap, potentially.
All right.
Potentially. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's start with Tyler in Virginia. Tyler, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm sitting here with a Vikings fan, and I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on J.J. McCarthy coming up this year.
You say what?
J.J.
What are your thoughts on J.J.?
I mean,
the Vikings.
We'll see. I mean, I like him. I think he was a very good quarterback in college. He was playing well before he got hurt last year, but they seem to really, really like him, so they must feel he got something with him. So we'll see how it goes, though. Because coming off that injury, right, he got to have the confidence to just let it all hang out.
Appreciate it, Tyler.
All right, man.
Thank you, brother.
Let's get out to Commandante Tequila. Commandante, what's going on?
Not so much. How you guys doing?
Why are you moving? You going to keep calling us every day. you miss
every
us?
Everyday drinker. Sometimes caller. I'm like, wow.
All right. What's going on?
A.B. Mitch, I got a question. I'm going to tee off at 1 o'clock. And do you go peaky high or do you go index high when you tee off?
Tee off? Peaky high or index high? What are you talking
I think
about?
He's talking about tee height.
On the tee height?
Yeah. How far do you tee the ball off?
Oh, I tee mine about, I would say, right around 2 inches.
Okay.
I don't like all those right.
The long
those
tees?
Three inch, almost four inch. Nah, I'm going to go right under that.
Tiger liked the short tees. I was always told about a half a ball above the driver face.
Mine is probably a quarter of an inch.
I usually want a little bit lower than that. Yeah. That's what I was told. Yeah. Appreciate it, Commandante.
All right, bro.
Let's get out to...
Commander Tequila playing golf?
Apparently. I'd be interested to see how he does.
You can just use the little tequila bottle. It'd be good.
There you go. Let's get out to Ryan in Warrenton. Ryan,
what's up,
ask
Ryan?
B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We good, man. How you feeling?
Toby, good to hear you, as always, brother. I'm your number one fan.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, B. Mitch, so when I first got into hospitality and restaurant management, the premier event of the place I worked at was the Bobby Mitchell Hall of Fame Golf Classic.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to play in it?
Yeah, I did.
Or come out and
at Lansdowne?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. I played out there. He had what's my man, Melloc Lemon? All those guys were in there, man. What's my dude from who had all the damn championship rings from
Bill Russell was Celtics. There.
Bill Russell was there, but it was a guy that was with Bill them. Oh, Lord, I forgot his name right now. Oh, hate that.
Big O was my favorite. Oscar Robertson, him and his wife.
That was a hell of a golf tournament. They paid that was $10,000 a team right there, and that was way back in the day.
Yes, sir. That was an event I circled on my calendar every year. I would turn into a little girl, basically, walking in and Gale Sayers to Oscar Robertson and everybody else in between. And, yeah, I was just curious if you were ever out there for that. That's awesome.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you, bro.
800-636.
That was a good one, man. Bobby put on a great show, bro. That was a great, great tournament back in the day.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in and ask B. Mitch anything? Let's keep it going. Let's get out to Larry in D.C. Larry, what's going on?
What up, Larry?
Hey, B. Mitch, man. I ain't get to talk to y'all in a long time. I done started rocking Red Bull Friday a little bit early, Friday 13th. So. But two quick questions. Do you think we paid Terry McLaurin Ayuk money, or is he closer to Metcalf? And my second question is, do you think we got enough at the running back position this year? I don't think we filled it, in my opinion, but you played the position at a high level, so I'd love to hear what you got to say, Bob.
I think he's going to get right around DK Metcalf right there. And then the running back position, I believe that they do have enough. I think Brian Robinson's completely healthy now. Austin showed what he's capable of. The little dude, Kroski Merritt, I really, really like him. Rodriguez came back this year. I believe you're going to use Debo at running the ball sometimes in different ways. So I think they're going to be okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Man, thank y'all, man. Have a blessed weekend, and God bless y'all, man. Appreciate
all right,
y'all.
Man.
Appreciate
catch
it, Larry.
Catch that Uber now. Catch the Uber.
Yeah, I think when you look at Ayuk, he's getting 4 for $120 was his extension. Mm-hmm. So $30 million a year. DK just signed 4 for $132, so $33 a year. So you're saying somewhere around that $33 range.
In between.
Okay, so maybe $31, $32, yeah, somewhere in there. Let's get out to Carlos in Severna Park. Los, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Wow, good, man. What's up?
Good, good, good. Hey, listen, so my buddy Ivan Morris, shout out to him. He just had a baby. Gave me some golf clubs. Never been golfing, but I would love to golf, man. I live right next to the Naval Academy, and, you know, when I go to the commissary, I see the Naval Academy golf course. I'm like, one day I'll golf. I look like a kid swinging a golf club. And I just wanted to ask, you know, the future master player golf tournament, B. Mitch, how can I improve, or where do I start my golf swing?
Take lessons.
Take lessons?
Yeah.
Well, how much you charge, B. Mitch? What's up?
Oh, I don't have the patience, so I'm going to tell you. Go to somebody to take the lessons from somebody at any golf course. Yeah. Where you live? You live in D.C.? Maryland.
Yeah, I live in Severna Park, Maryland, like near Annapolis.
Okay, well, I'm sure you can go to like any, you know, you up that way. Well, a lot of golf courses are up there. Go to a golf course, even a private or public, and they got somebody, like a coach or a teacher, they'll teach you, but they're going to charge you. It's not super expensive. But I tell people to take lessons, because you don't want to start playing golf and get all those bad things, yeah, and you can't get it out when later on in life you got to go take lessons. Take lessons first, and then now, when you start playing, you can remember all that stuff.
Bet. Awesome. Thanks a lot, B. Mitch. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Los. My big thing is you got to be patient with the game. It takes forever.
It does, but
to
you
learn,
know,
and you
people,
never master it.
I get people asking me, I'm like, bro, I don't have patience like that. Because the thing about golf, people are going to tell you what doesn't feel right and what they need to do. If you were that good, you wouldn't have come to me.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
100%. Let's get out to Deb in Maryland. Deb, what's going on?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing, Deb?
Good. So my question for B. Mitch, if you weren't a professional football player, what other professional sport would you like to play in?
Oh, man. Baseball, golf, and since I see hockey lets you fight, I would have loved to play hockey.
You would have been good at hockey.
I would have loved playing hockey. But you got to know how to ice skate, so that would be a problem.
I can go forward.
You can do it.
I can go forward. That's about it.
Hey, I can rollerblade.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot different. I can ice skate because I grew up in Michigan, but, yeah, it's a lot different than rollerblading.
Yeah, I grew up in Louisiana, so it wasn't.
There wasn't ice skating down there, B-Mitch. Deb, appreciate
the phone
call.
Thank you for the call.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in and ask B-Mitch anything? Let's get out to Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, what's going on?
What's up, Russ?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today? Thanks for taking the call.
Good, man.
So, obviously, Brian, the question stems from last night, the Legends night. Big tip of the hat to all you guys for what you did last night. That was a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
However, on the ride home, my son Jackson, he said, Dad, who ran a faster 40, prime Brian Mitchell or prime Devin Hester?
Devin might have been faster. My best 40 was 4.36, so I'm sure he probably got a little better than that.
Well, I can't wait to tell him that. We were talking last night, and he was like, what was his 40 time? And, you know, that's a
but
real big thing with kids.
I would run through anybody standing there, though.
So Devin Hester's 40 time at the Combine was a 4.41.
All right.
Okay.
So,
well,
but that's
maybe,
Combine.
Maybe
that's slow. That's slow. Combine, that turf used to be slow as hell.
So maybe he still had you a little bit?
Yeah, probably so.
Here's one for you. Another great returner. Dante Hall.
What did he run?
4.29.
Well, we didn't try. I ain't got close to that one. But you know what? I didn't have to run those two people. I thought I'd run the people that were chasing me.
That's true. That's true.
That's right. I'll let him know. Thanks, B.
All right, bro.
Appreciate
Take care,
it, Rusty. 800-636-1067. Got one here on Twitter from CDub1906. He said, B-Mitch, which flavor charcoal goes best with grilling steaks? Hickory, mesquite, or any other flavor?
Oh, man. I like the hickory, but I like mesquite with other stuff. But then again, I go and I get some of the Pro Blend, and they have a mixture of things. So I like that more.
Are you using like a Traeger? What are you using?
I use Traeger. I use wood chips. I use wood. Depending on which grill I use.
Okay. You got multiple? I like that.
Hell yeah.
Like that. 800-636-1067. Ask B-Mitch anything. Let's get out to Jaime in Manassas. Jaime, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We good,
hey,
man. How you doing? All right.
Hey, I have a question for you, B-Mitch. And it's going to take it to when you were a teenager in the playground. I want to ask you, you know how the major sports, when they have the all-star games, they really suck, right? They don't know what to do to bring the ratings, to bring the fans and the interest on the fans. But I'm thinking about basketball. Do you remember the 84 team when a private scrimmage and Michael Jordan show up and he say, I'm the alpha dog here, and took on Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And he said, I'm the guy. I remember also this past Olympic team when Anthony Edwards says that he was the best player on that team. So I wonder if they can do like a under 30 over 30 All-Star game and see who is the best. The young bucks that are trying to earn their place in the NBA and take over, or the older guys that want to show them who is in charge.
So what's the question?
So he's asking, do you think they could make a all-star game where they go young guys versus older guard?
They should.
Under 30 over and over.
Yeah,
30.
Yeah. I think they should. And who would win? I'm not going to say some of those dudes that still playing over 30 that couldn't do it.
I mean, you still got some of the best players in the world
yes,
up there,
indeed.
Right? You got
Steph,
you got LeBron, KD. They might still be three of the best
be
players in the league.
They might some of them young dudes, man.
No doubt about it.
For bragging rights, you know? For bragging rights.
That'll be good because you know what? I guarantee they'll go hard.
There's no question about that. Hi, man. Appreciate the phone call, man. Let's get out to Joe in Virginia. Joe, what's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Appreciate
you guys taking the call. I got a question for both of you.
Yeah.
Who you guys got in a fight, gorilla or a grizzly bear? fight to the death.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That's a tough
That grizzly bear is a bad man, dog.
That's what I'm saying. I've been seeing a lot of the stuff with the gorilla and the 100 people, and, you know, this is a question that...
That grizzly bear is a bad...
I'm thinking grizzly because I think that grizzly has the killer instinct that a gorilla does not.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I mean, between the claws and the teeth, the stamina, I mean, those things are fast. Big guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to run into either one of those.
But
things.
When they say 100 men against a gorilla, I'm just saying the first few that run up in there, they're going to make the other few run away.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
For sure.
What do you got, Jeff?
I think the grizzly bear.
I don't agree.
Wait, Jeff, you got the gorilla?
I got the gorilla. Bro, that gorilla is going to swing from tree to tree and tire that bear out.
That bear not running behind him. Bro, that bear going to say, hey. What? You want to fight me? Get back over here. Then, I ain't running
right,
behind
exactly
you.
Right.
You know the only thing a gorilla got to do to beat that grizzly bear?
What?
Just lay down. It's going to run away, and then the gorilla can sneak in and attack it.
No.
You know what?
This is a grizzly bear. This is not a regular bear.
Is it? If it's brown, lay down.
A grizzly bear will hunt you, dog.
Yeah.
It will track you. I'm telling you, that's the different ballgame.
I will take a polar bear.
And when the gorilla stand, when a grizzly bear stand up, he about 8-9 feet.
Yeah, I'm going to take the grizzly, and if it's a polar bear, I'm for sure taking the bear. Joe, appreciate it, man.
Mm-mm. All right, man.
Let's get out to Herschel in Waldorf. Herschel, what's going on?
What's up, Hersh?
Hey, not much, man. B. Mitch, I got one question for you. I need a growth stock. What are you investing in right now?
You need a what stock?
Growth stock.
A growth stock. What are you investing in?
Oh, man.
In?
I got to call Jerry. Jerry got me in all kind of stuff right now, bro. I'm in a million things. Not just one. And I trust Jerry. I just let him handle it.
Jerry?
Yep, my buddy.
I'm not into stocks. Are you into
JDM.
Are you big into stocks?
Yeah. That's where you make money at, dog.
Maybe I need to get into that. I could go
for
making
some money.
You need
money to be growing that you don't see.
I definitely.
Because when you see it, you spend it.
Especially right now with the market about to turn down, this is when you get in.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll get into that. Maybe that's a way I can make some money.
I'm going to find out from Jared the best one.
I'll be listening for your response.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Herschel. Let's get out to Gary in District Heights. Gary, what's going on?
Gary. Hello. Listen, B. Mitch, this is for you, brother. Listen, man, you have always been a great running back. You've been an excellent punt returner, kickoff returner. But one thing about those other so-called great returners is the fact that they surely had speed. But B. Mitch, you had heart. Man, listen, today if you were doing this, you would have more touchdowns than anybody because these kick returners, these kickoff returners, all they do is shuffle their feet, always trying to find a hole. B. Mitch used to run so hard, I always called you crazy, brother. I'm telling you, people have gotten out of your way. I've seen dudes act like they were going to tackle you, but do you know something? They would actually slip and fall like they missed the tackle.
They made
Man,
business
listen,
decisions.
They didn't want to deal with you, brother.
They made a business decision.
That's right.
Appreciate
That's right.
it, man.
That's what it was.
Appreciate
yeah,
it, Gary.
Great, brother.
I thank you for
love
that, man.
The skins, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great day, you gentlemen.
All right.
Bye.
800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, we'll get some more questions for B. Mitch. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything here on B. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The fan. Final half hour of the show. You want to hop in, 800-636-1067. Continuing Ask B. Mitch Anything. Got a question for B. Mitch here in just a second, but first let's get out to Nate in D.C. Nate, what's going on?
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
A-OK, thank you, Zach. I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for all your tireless dedication to our franchise and our team.
Appreciate it, brother.
You play all over the field. You're definitely one of the most versatile players I've ever seen. And with that said, leads to my question. Who is the toughest matchup you've ever played against, in your opinion? And if you want to add on, who is the toughest player in today's crop that you think might have been a nasty matchup?
Toughest matchup for me was actually in practice. Monty Coleman was the toughest matchup I ever had. As far as a linebacker trying to, beat him one-on-one, it was impossible. Guys out there today, oh, boy. I would have, well, he just retired. Aaron Donald, I think playing against Aaron and playing against, what's big boy from Kansas City?
Chris Jones.
I
would have to know where they at all times. Just say it like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, true.
Yes, I want to know where those dudes are. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Nate.
Appreciate
you,
man.
Not a problem. Thank y'all.
Oh, yeah.
800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. First, anybody in the aquarium got a question for B. Mitch? Looks like that's a no.
How about the guy that I tried to tell him, let's make a bet. If he wins, I give him $18,000. If I win, he got to pay me $18, and he refused to take the bet.
Well, I think Jeff understands his limits and that he's not going to come within maybe 30 shots.
I mean, I'm going to give him some strokes. I'll give him at least
30
strokes.
Hold on. Y'all get mad at me when y'all say I'm overconfident and I think I can do things. But then when I humbly bow out and be like, yo, yeah, why would I want to give away $18 for free?
So that's what you just said, you can't win?
Not right now, but in the future?
I give you 30 strokes. I don't think in the future either, Jeff.
I give you 30 strokes,
yo,
Jeff.
Yo, you stay out of this, Toby.
800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. Real quick, I got a question for you, B. Mitch.
What's that?
You guys in the aquarium can answer, too. If you could take any skill from any professional athlete right now, a singular skill, any sport, what would you take?
Any skill from any professional athlete.
You could take someone's putting ability, driving ability. You could take, I think my answer would be, give me Steph Curry's shooting ability. I'll just show up at random parks
since
around.
Since I don't play basketball and all that stuff anymore, give me in top form Rory driving skill.
There you go.
And I'm telling you, I do that, I'm winning. Every tournament I get into,
I think you can take a lot of
$18.
I'm gonna
take a lot of money from people. I'm gonna be some mid-am champs, all kind of stuff. If I can hit the ball like Rory off the tee, Because the rest of the stuff I can do.
Okay.
But the driver consistency sometimes messes with me. But you give me 330, 340, man, please.
Right down the middle?
Oh, my Lord. Man, I'm like, what you shoot today, B-Miss? 61, 62.
Throwing a 59 every now and then for good measure.
Oh, bro, I shoot 59. I quit. I don't need to play no more.
Let's get out to Kenny in Virginia. Kenny, what's going on?
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, how's it going? I have a question for B. Mitch.
What's happening?
Who do you like in the U.S. Open today, and what kind of score are you predicting? And I guess my final question is, could you break 90 on that course?
Depending on where I'm playing from. Because based on that rough, I might not be hitting driver. I'm hitting hybrids and irons off the tee.
There you go.
But the
who do you like?
I picked people like Koepka and Justin Thomas, but you know they don't seem to be doing what. I don't know what the score is going to be. I mean, Spain got out there yesterday and hit -4. I don't think no one's going to do nothing like that today. Because Hovland was on fire. Okay. He was at -3 at one point. Now he's -1.
I predicted -2 at the beginning of the tournament. I think it still might be there.
A lot of people think he's going to have at the most 4 to 5 people over. I mean, under par. Everybody else would be over.
Crazy.
I agree. I think that's a good prediction, B-Man.
But like Scotty, if Scotty makes it to the weekend, then it's a problem for everybody else.
Yeah, because he can go low at any point.
Yes.
Appreciate it, Kenny. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch anything. Let's get out to Joe in Southwest. Joe, what's going on?
What up, Joe?
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
A big fan of the show.
Thank you, man.
Good. Yeah, B-Mitch, my question for you is, if a kid's coming from a really privileged background, you know, I'm talking a lot of money in the family, can they still come out and be a beast on the football field? You see it in basketball, sometimes you see it in baseball, but I'm just not sure if you can really have the dog in you if that's the case. So,
I think
curious
to
hear your thoughts.
I think you can. You know, because Christian McCaffrey, his family got money.
Yeah,
I mean, he's damn good.
We'll see with
Archie Manning and that family had money, and then and look at what his two sons did. I just think it's the way you come up. You know, if you are pampered by your parents, then they don't normally the people that are pampered, they don't make it to that level to be it must be for someone to try to decide to get you. But if you're at the level where someone is trying to draft you, you've already proven that you can go out there and get it done.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can have – it's all about, like you're saying, like that inner drive. You got to have that inner drive. You may have a better situation, but you got to have that drive. And if you do, you can be successful from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out to Jeff in Fairfax. Jeff, ask B-Mitch anything.
Good afternoon, fellas. Hope everything's going well.
Going well, man. How you doing?
Listen, I'm the only listener that is driving a Kia from Billy and Chantilly and has just picked up my Door Pro America shirts at the dry cleaners.
Oh, man. There you go.
So here's my question. I was going to ask it last week, but B. Mitch was absent. So here's the deal. Now that JP's absent, we won't hurt his feelings. B. Mitch, if anybody here on Earth or beyond, who would be your number one pick to be a co-host on the radio?
Anyone?
Anyone.
History
or alive.
You know what? Give me Muhammad Ali.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Wow.
I've always admired him, bro. And, you know, I met him one time and just listening to him just talk to me for a few minutes, that was like I was in awe. You know what I mean? And to be able to sit down and pick his brain and he could start going through some of his little talks he would do, I would love that.
Well, would you get a word in edgewise if he was your partner on the radio?
Hey, hell, I work with JP.
Good point. Hey, listen, I got to go, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Jeff. That's a good question.
That was cool.
Let's get out to Sean in Falls Church. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right, man. What's happening?
Yeah, I was going to say the last caller didn't really want to throw JP under the bus, but it seems like that's a popular choice, so I guess I'll follow suit. B-Mitch, one, have you ever played Augusta? And two, regardless of score, how much are you beating JP Finley by?
I never played Augusta, and actually JP, it's not super huge. Like Jay is, he's not that bad of a golfer. He likes to give up at the end and then, you know, try to get his handicap to stay a certain point. But he can shoot high 90. He can shoot high 80s, low 90s, you know.
Okay.
And he can play around. So I think he's like a 12 or 13 now.
Okay, so
he tried to act like he's a 16, 17. And I don't
know. Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like his irons aren't doing so well today, so I don't know if that plays with Augusta. I just curious, that's all.
But
if we played at Augusta, I'm going to destroy him.
Okay.
It might be 20 strokes or more. Yeah.
I love that. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Sean. Let's get out to, we got a privilege to have a Dallas Cowboys owner on the line. Jarrah.
Uh-oh. Jarrah, what's up, man?
What's up?
I'm doing fine. I hope you all are all doing well. Hey, listen, as far as J.P. Finley's concerned, I might as well jump on the pile. Anytime you have asked Brian anything, I guarantee if you go back to all those segments and add up who spoke the most, it would be Finley's ass. He has to answer every damn question. But hey, listen, Brian, your first year without Gibbs, that was who, Richie Pettibone?
Yes, yes.
Now, didn't he come out? I swear to God, I was watching the game on YouTube Monday night against us. And they came out and said that Brian Mitchell was going to be the featured back. These are what the damn announcers were saying.
Yep, and I was that game.
You ran over us that game. Then what the hell happened?
They got a call from a dude that was in the top seat, and he wanted to have Reggie Brooks be the running back.
Well, thank God for that, because hell, God knows how many yards you would have piled up. Hey, listen, y'all have a great weekend. I got to go.
I appreciate it, Jarrah. He was pretty tame today.
Yeah, I had 2 touchdowns, 116 yards in that game.
And then you got benched or whatever?
And then the next week, I think I might have got like 2-3 carries.
Yeah, that's
But you know what? As I look back on it and I look at my life today, probably was a good move. Because the dudes I know that play running back, they don't walk like they
That's
play.
True.
They walk like they play 14 years. Some of them play 3, some of them play 4. They walk like they play 14 years. I play 14, and I act like I played only a year. You know what
it's true.
So
it's
I'm
true.
Good with it.
Real quick, let's get these phone calls. Let's get to Chris in Florida. Chris, what's up?
What up, Chris?
What's up, guys? Long time listener, man. Big fan.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
First of all, I just want to say, B. Mitch, next time they bring up your accolades and Hall of Fame, tell them people you are not an Eagle. All right, first of all, that's first of all. second of all, one more thing before I get to my question. I did a camp with the Redskins about 7 years ago, back when that bad turf was down on that second field.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad
they
dug that stuff up, man. It was horrible even walking on it, man.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so my question is, B. Mitch, what do you think about all the hate Debo's getting, man? I mean, I feel like he's just getting pissed off right now. I think he's going to have a big year.
You know what?
We didn't expect much out of Zach Ertz last year, and look what happened. So, you know, I got a lot of faith in Debo.
Man, the thing about it is, you know, that people are haters, and social media is where the haters live.
Mainly Eagles fans.
You know, it's probably people from 49ers, it's probably Eagle fans, Cowboy fans. That's all they have to do. So just what you do, I tell people, stop always responding to them. When they put something stupid, just act like you never saw it. Because if you respond, they're going to keep doing it.
Yep.
You know?
That's right.
Because like we talked about the play the other day, he was in an install period jogging.
Yeah, walkthrough.
Yeah, man, that's raw fire, man. Come on now.
Yeah, so
appreciate it, Chris.
They're stupid. So that's all it is.
Appreciate it, Chris. Real quick, got 30 seconds here. Mark, what's going on?
What up, Mark?
Hey, B-Mitch, I'd like to say first, thank you for being the first athlete to ever sign anything for me back in the Redskins Cowboys basketball game that was.
Appreciate it.
And my question for you is, what's the prettiest T1 that you had to take a step back like, wow, this hole is gorgeous?
The prettiest what?
Golf, T1,
oh,
playing golf.
Golf course, oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't think it was just one. I played at Kingsbourne in Scotland, and you know, I've seen some nice holes at Pebble Beach, but Kingsbourne is special, dude. And then again at Cascada in Vegas, when you're on one hole, that's all you see. Just cut through these mountains.
That's crazy.
And I'll just tell you, don't go in the rocks because they got a lot of them no-shoulders over there that like to.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, you stay away from them.
Mark, appreciate it, man. We got to go.
All right.
All right,
appreciate
man.
It. We'll wrap everything up here on B. Mitch and Finley next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP. He'll be back on Monday. Father's Day coming up on Sunday. You got any big plans for that?
Well, I'm playing. I'm riding and playing tomorrow. And normally, my daughter and them, they like to cook, and they like catfish and shrimp and kale salad and potato salad. That's normally my Father's Day meal. And trying to go play some golf for us too. And so
that's the important thing right there. Get some golf in.
Like my buddy, man, he called me to play, but I mean, I'm like, dude, no, you ain't. Why you got the tee time so damn late? 12 o'clock? 12 something? I mean, I want to go get to the golf course.
Yeah,
get back.
Yeah.
So I can eat.
So a funny thing happened today in baseball.
Maybe some ducks over there. I might go play though.
I want to get your thoughts on this, B. Mitch. So there's a guy, Milwaukee Brewers, Aaron Civale, starting pitcher. Uh-huh. He got moved to the bullpen because they just called up their top prospect, and he pitched last night. He was a guy we were talking about earlier in the break. 6'8", throwing 100 in his first pitch in the bigs. I think he threw 14 pitches over 100 miles an hour. So he's now part of the rotation. So they moved one of their starters into the pen, and he was frustrated, so he requested a trade. Today we find out that the Milwaukee Brewers have traded this reliever to the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, that shows you the perils of requesting a trade, right?
Yeah. Okay, you want to trade? We're going to send you to the worst team. Bye.
Have you had anything like that where someone had something happen like that?
Mm.
That's crazy.
Well, you know.
Going from playing with the Milwaukee Brewers.
I always say you better know where you're going or what's going to happen before you start making a lot of noise.
Ain't that the truth? Huh. Ain't that the truth? Let's get to Heard It Here first.
Uh-huh. Gather around.
Well, we get about 3 days in. I don't think we picked anything yesterday, did we?
We didn't, no.
No.
So who won the week?
I did because the Nationals are terrible. I picked the Mets every day.
Well, you lost. You wouldn't hear that day.
I lost the first day, won the other three.
What was the score? 3-0-0-0? 3-1?
I was 3-1. JP was 2-2. B Mitch was 2-2. I don't think Jeff won at all.
Well, that sounds about right.
So Jeff was like he is on the golf course.
What are we setting the line at today?
There's no way I couldn't have won at all, and I called the Pacers.
Jeff had won. He had the Pacers.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. Don't play with me like that.
He is like he is on the golf course. He wins one hole against his imagination.
Progress is all that matter, brother.
He wins one hole against his imagination every day.
What are we setting the line at on the course today?
Yeah,
yo,
Jeff.
Relax, Toby. Like, do you hate me, Toby? Like, are we seriously friends? Why would you bring
the line? I would say 106.7 is too low. Oh, I'm looking at 152, about there. Over on the 152. I think it might be over. Because if I count, since he liked to say what he shot, I'm going to count every stroke.
All right, look.
A little bit of pressure.
Toby, say your number, and I'll tell you I agree at the first tee. I'll tell you if I agree or not with your number on the over or under.
I'm going to go 135.
Man,
is that too
over,
low?
Over. Man, go to the bank with over.
I mean, what's the lowest you shot, Jeff?
Over.
Hey, yo, Toby, you know how, like, some things you just supposed to have a conversation with somebody in person, like, with no ears around? We'll talk about that off air, all right?
That's valid. That's valid. Bill,
what you think he shot?
I don't understand how this is the guy over that talks all the trash.
Look, you gotta make your misery fun sometimes. If you know you're gonna lose the game on a golf course, sometimes it's just all about getting
Actually,
better.
Actually, it's not even competition, Jeff.
It's all about getting
better.
You're
playing better against yourself, dog.
That's all I compete with is myself. Am I better than the last time when I went out? That's all.
Well, to be fair, the bar is pretty low, so you probably will be.
Hey, the bar may be low for some of us.
Oh, boy.
Appreciate everyone who chimed in for Ask B-Mitch Anything. Appreciate Tony East, who joined us a little bit earlier today from Locked On Pacers. Going to be a fun one tonight in Indiana, game 4 of that series. Appreciate Channing Crowder for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
If you missed any of that, he's awesome. Channing Crowder's awesome. Yeah. Great former Dolphin and great member of the Pivot Podcast. Appreciate everyone for listening. For the boys in the aquarium and Brian Mitchell, happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's
Appreciate
Day
you,
to
brother.
All the fathers out there. Grant and Danny coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.